Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the Ask Sue Show. Doesn't seem 5 minutes since we were here last night, does it? Same time, same place, you know. The weather's for tonight in the UK. Actually, I can actually see blue sky, sunshine, and yes, I haven't gone to anywhere abroad, unfortunately. I am in the UK, and yes, sunny and blue sky. An amazing thing for us. First of all, I want to thank all of you for all your inbox messages, all of the support for the show, the Ask Sue Show groups, you know, growing every single time. So thank you very much for all of your messages. I absolutely love doing this show. Love having a banter. Love having a good old chin wag and a good old giggle. Maybe the, you know, odd rant now and again, you know, when I got into that mode of thinking. But, you know, that is what it's all about. So first of all, I just want to let everybody know we won't be doing any readings tonight, not unless a medium suddenly rings me and says, oh, do you fancy doing a couple of readings? Then you never know. But at this moment in time, we won't be doing any readings. We're going to be talking about, of course, Lennox. We're going to be talking about different topics around Lennox as well. Also, things that are going on in the world at the moment. So if you've got any updates, maybe there's something you want to tell us about, you know, a bit of gossip, you know, just call in, okay? From the US, it's 347-327-9694. And from the UK, we don't have many UK callers. So any UK callers who want to join on to the show, it's 001-347-327-9694. Just having a look on the chat. We've got quite a few people in there already. We've got, to mention but a few, Andrea, Boston Girl, Claire, Maria's Home Boarding. Very interesting. Maybe we can have a word of her in a while. And Preventity. Hi, Preventity and everybody. Hope you're all okay. Yes, we will get Claire onto the show about her psychic magazine she's doing. I'm very excited about that. And guess what? The one, the only, Ask Sue is going to be in it as well. I'm not supposed to tell you what's in the magazine, am I? But, you know, I'm sure she won't mind me just mentioning. I haven't got a clue what on earth I'm going to say. The funny part is people say to me, oh, Sue, what do you do? Well, to be fair, I do quite a few different things. There's not one particular thing I do in particular. I do my, obviously, the Ask Sue show. I support Lennox. I do my psychic events. I do a bit of advertising, a bit of promoting, and loads of different things. Do you know what I mean? And then there's the other thing. Just be good old me. You know, the one where we have a good old giggle and good old chin wag, try to be there for people. But, you know, I need to get, obviously, the Ask Sue show growing even more. So, you know, that's what it's all about. So what I need you guys to do is, if you can think of any companies out there at the moment that would like to do a bit of promotion on the Ask Sue show, maybe we could have half an hour with them on the show one night, talking about what they're doing and how it's going on. Maybe they'd like to just do an advertisement, so maybe we could do an ad at the beginning of the show and one at the end. You know, all different things. Or maybe when I get my new website set up, you would like to put a banner on my website, you'd like to have a link to your page or whatever it may be, please give me an email on asksueuk@gmail.com. That's asksueuk@gmail.com. Oh, dear, let's hope it gets a bit better than this at the moment. And by all means, you know, we can get all sorts of different things going. If you've got an event coming up that you want to have a mention, you know, give me a shout. Or maybe you need a hand doing an event. Whatever it may be, please give me a call. And also, if you want to call in the studio, you can do that tonight. It's 347-327-9694. Or from the UK, 001-347-327-9694. And I don't want to see you all whinging about something on Facebook after the show, because then I'm going to ask you, why didn't you ring in and whinge about it? So give me a call. If you whinged about something today, give me a call in. Let's hear about it. What have I done today? Well, I've been to the school sports day with my daughter Emma. That's always good fun, isn't it? You know, you can't beat the good old egg and spoon race, can you? I'll tell you. Do you know what it was today, though? It was potato and spoon race. Potato and spoon. What on earth is that about? But what got me, some of them had a golf ball. So it was golf ball and spoon race. And the other ones in the same race had potato and spoon race. So as you can imagine, some potatoes sat quite neatly into the spoon. It would have been even better with a bit of Bostick, I reckon, or a bit of super glue. But anyway, it was all good fun. The rain stayed away. And so it was really, really good. Really enjoyed it. So to all the mums that go into their sports days and everything at the moment, have a good time and don't forget the umbrella just in case we haven't booked the weather for that. So Yeah, so the sports day, what else have we done? Do you know what? I've had one of them bit of lazy days. Actually, I even had a sleep. That's terrible. You know, not like me to have a sleep in the day, but, you know, it's got to be done sometimes. So, what else have you all been going up to? Very true profundity. There's always a quietness when Boston Girl's not on. That's all I'm going to say about the matter. I better be careful, though. I've asked her to get us call in on the show, so we'll see how it goes. I've got to say hello to Sherry, who's not able to come onto the old computer tonight, but she's listening in on the phone, so I've said a quick hello. So hi to Sherry as well. So what have we got at the moment? On Facebook, I was just looking before, and it's going to have disappeared because obviously it's moved down the page. But it was given a warning about a page on Facebook, and it's something to do with children. If you're adding children to it, apparently they've got paedophiles joined the group or something, and they're not sure about it. Oh, here we are. I'll read this. It's actually by a friend of mine called Donna. She put, attention, do not join the group currently on Facebook with the title, Becoming a Father and Mother Was the Greatest Gift of My Life. It's a group of paedophiles trying to access your photos. This was on Fox News the other night. Please copy and post. Let's keep children safe. Take a minute to copy and paste. So very quickly, I'll say this again. It's a group on Facebook, and it's called Becoming a Father or a Mother Was the Greatest Gift of My Life. It is a bunch of paedophiles trying to access photos, and apparently it was on Fox News the other night. So if anybody can actually vouch for it being on Fox News, obviously I haven't seen it, just let me know if that was the case or not. Also, if you know of any groups that we need shutting down at the moment, please just be, just be careful. Just be careful what you're doing on Facebook. Even though it's a good place to be, also be wary of what other things that are going on as well. Now, there was quite a few different things. There was one about, it was showing, like, nasty dogs and what they've done to kids' faces and stuff, and that was a group on Facebook. And somebody, quite a few of us have reported this, and they've turned around and said, it's fine. No, just giving staffies and all of the others a real bad name, and I just think, do you know what, it's just ridiculous, isn't it? Absolutely mad. so, what else do you guys know at the moment? Let's see what else we can find out on the World Wide Web via the chat room. If there's anything you want to have a word with me about, I'm currently setting up a temporary website until I can sort my other one out. And what it's going to do, it's all about different things that I'm doing, blog talk radio, doing my radio show, also about getting mediums up on the stage, getting events, promoting people, doing private readings across the UK, loads of different things. So by all means, get in touch with me, asksueuk@gmail.com, and let me know how everything's going. Right, so we're going to go very quickly over to the Lennox story. Now, the thing with Lennox at the moment is that we've started a group called Lennox Get-Togethers Across the World. Okay, and what this is about is we are setting up a day, the 7th of July, which is obviously 7th of the 7th, and we are literally asking everybody to do like a Lennox get-together, so like a party. So it could be a barbecue, it could be a street party, it could be in your local hall. It could be, anywhere you want. It could be in Belfast. It could be in London. It could be in the US. It could be in Florida. It could be anywhere you want in the world. So on the same sort of lines in the UK as we had the Jubilee celebrations, when we had all the bunting up of all the street parties and everything else. So 7th of July, we want to get together loads of people to have different things, and we want you to, like, give out leaflets telling people about Lennox, put posters up about Lennox, put blue ribbons, blue bunting, blue balloons, anything, blue representing Lennox, of course. So if anybody wants to join that, it's on Facebook at the moment. If you join Lennox Get Togethers across the world, okay, and I'll put a link to that already. I know as soon as I click this, and I'll do it, Boston Girl have already done it. Join that group, and then you will see it on the on there. We've got an event on there. So by all means, join up with that. I knew you should definitely get it on there before me. So, yeah, have a look at that. We've got not enough members at the moment. Oh, you must excuse me. I've got yawnitis at the moment. It's terrible. Right. 213 members at the moment. Let's see if we can get to 300. Let's add some friends on to Lennox get-togethers across the world. So what I'll do is I'll keep checking this all the time. We'll see how much this has actually gone up. So at the moment, we're on 213 members. And please add your friends. Let's see how we can get on with this. So please, everybody, pass it on. If there's any links that you want to put on with regard to Lennox at the moment, by all means, join that. We've also got, obviously, we've got loads of different things about Lennox going on. If anybody can give any updates on Lennox at the moment, please get in touch with me. We'll by all means join that as well. We'll have a look, see what's actually going on. Also, we've got a group called We Will Not Let You Kill Lennox, and that's got 165 members. And we've got quite a few different things going on with that at the moment, and that, again, is growing every single day. So we're absolutely loving that. If you want to go on, if you've not heard the story about Lennox at the moment, and believe it or not, some people still haven't heard about this, please go to www.savelennox.com. That's www.savelennox.com. Go and have a look at that. And for those who've got the faint-hearted and you have got the slight tear about everything, trust me, you're going to cry. It is a real sad story, and I still cannot believe this has been going on for 2 years. 2 years too long as far as I'm concerned. So please, everybody, we need your support. I know that there is petitions that you can sign. There's posters that can be printed out. Let me just have a look for that, because there is a link for Lennox posters as well. Boston Girl, you can probably find that as quick as me. It's under Lennox posters. Yeah, Lennox posters. That's got 298 members, and they literally put posters up there on there all the time for you to share onto Facebook. You know, different things like may your angels fly with you wherever you roam and guide you back safely to family and home, and some absolute brilliant things. Honestly, are just absolutely amazing. It's like there's different people that are even doing videos at the moment and going on YouTube. So by all means, have a look at YouTube as well. Just type in Lennox and you'll find all the information on there as well. I wanted to see if we got Howard around tonight, because he can usually very good at giving me updates on the stories as well, because obviously it changes, you know, as regard to everything changing all the time. So if anybody wants to give me an update on what's actually going on, that would be great too. I might be getting Lorna to call into the show as well. So no profanity. I know, I really apologise for yawning. I've just got real, I think it's because, I'm going to be starting again in a minute. Because I've had a sleep this afternoon, that's it. So yes, profanity is just, but Sue, when you yawn on air, you make people all around the world yawn too. If that is the actual case, right, so if I yawn, all you guys yawn, yeah? Okay? Does that make sense? So, what I want you to do now is if I share a link of Lennox, I want all of you lot to share a link. Okay? So everybody, just even if you share one link tonight, just imagine how many people and how many links. Oh my God. How many links there will actually be. So please have a look at all of those. Now, I found a really good thing for tonight as well. An absolute brilliant one for the end of the show. So everybody that's listening, it's going to be an absolute real funny one for the end of the show, and I'm really looking forward to that, to say the least. It will be hilarious. My daughter Kimberly's not being very nice at the moment either. She's 16, coming on 28. Yeah. And at the moment, she stood in front of me, pretend yawning, which really isn't helping things in the slightest. And I am trying to stop, honestly, Lorna. It's just terrible. So has anybody actually got any tips for not yawning? You know, what is it, if you've got hiccups, if you have hiccups, you have to stop breathing, don't you? It's like you have to breathe in and hold your breath. You know, what other old wives' tales can we do? Oh, sorry, I thought this was an RC show, not an RC plus Kimberly show. Oh. dear, funny. Anyway, going back on to the subject. So if anybody wants to join me on Facebook as well, Ask Sue Davies. That's D-A-V-I-E-S. And also, the other thing I need to tell you, tomorrow night, don't forget, we have got fun night tomorrow night when we have loads of jokes going on. I know there's quite a few emails come in already with different jokes, and I'm having a bit of a giggle about them. So please, I'm not yawning, honest. So the other thing is, I need you to go there. Yeah, it is. You're right there, Pavundi. Absolutely right. And what it is, we're going to be doing all jokes, comedy things. Hopefully Psychic Max will be in by then, I'm hoping. And that will be absolutely hilarious because he's going to come on. And he's quite funny. He hides it, acts very quiet, but he's funny as well. So we're hoping to get Psychic Max on. So if anybody else would like to come on the show tomorrow, like perhaps they'd like to read some jokes, or perhaps you've got some funny stories to tell, please get in touch with me on the show, and by all means, we'll have a natter on the show. And it'll literally be a good old banter, do you know what I mean? So what we'll do is we'll all get in with that. So any pictures, any emails, or anything like that, please get in touch with me and share them with me. So what we're going to do now is we're going to go and have a quick song. So we'll come back in just a couple of moments. And if anybody's got any stories you want to share, please join up with me. And we are going to have a little bit of Enya. Thank you.
Can say
Hi, and welcome back to the Ask Sue Show, where, as you all know, anything and everything usually happens. Just a very quick hello to everybody that's in the chat room. We've got Andrew Phillips, Boston Girl, Dee Selby, Claire, Bailey, Lorna Anstey, Maria's Home Boarding, Profundity, and Troy Shadow. Hope everybody's all okay. If you want to give us a call in on 347-327-9694 and calling in from the UK, 001-347-327-9694. So if anybody wants to give us a call in. Now we've got Debbie on the line who's done exactly that. Hi, Debbie, how are you doing?
Hi.
How are you?
I have been doing great. I've been a busy bee since I heard your blog talk show about Linux. I can't remember.
Excellent.
It was supposed to be a show about something else, and it ended up you started talking about Linux, and it touched me. And I've been a busy bee.
What have you been doing?
Well, of course I went to Facebook, and then I emailed all my friends on Facebook to please go in and sign the petition. Sent emails out to my friends. I went to the Belfast government page. Everybody from the marriage license to the garbage disposal people to the complaint committee to the mayor to the upper judges, the lower judges, and all in between. I sent them an email. I gave them my name, my home address, and I made sure they knew this wasn't spam mail. Some of them came back undeliverable, but... But I did a lot of work. Everybody in that government's going to know about Linux. Hopefully they won't delete my
job. Well done there.
Hopefully
now, did you actually have any replies from any of them?
I got a control number for when you do a complaint against something. I got a control ID. I didn't get a personal response, but I got a control number about a complaint that I lodged.
Right.
But they didn't do a personal response back. But, and you know, from the article that I read, you know, he has a put-down date of June the 29th, if I'm not mistaken. And hopefully we can make a difference because that is something that I want to do. I want to reach out to people and make a difference because I think the more voices that are heard and the more people are aware of it, not only will it make a difference in where he's at, it'll make a difference in the United States.
Absolutely.
Because they're profiling.
This is what I keep saying to people. The Linux case is actually going to make a ripple effect on so many things. And I don't think people have realized that, you know, if we let Linux, obviously the Linux case has got absolutely massive worldwide everywhere, even though we've still got people that don't know about it yet. So obviously everybody's got to keep sharing this. But it's actually going to make a ripple effect. I actually think that we get where Linux is put down, it's going to cause an absolute uproar. And I think there's going to be, you know, where a lot of people, something's going to have to change, isn't it?
Something needs to, but I think different countries have different feelings about animal welfare. And I don't know if some countries care more than others or not. I just don't know because in the United States, you know, I don't know what other countries feel about their animals, you know, and just the whole situation and how they were very responsible people and did all the right things and for them just to come take the dog.
Absolutely.
It's their family member. It's not just a dog, it's their family.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly right. Absolutely. The thing is, what I can't understand is the fact that it's gone on for 2 years.
Well, you know what? I mean, I have so much admiration for that family for even taking it to court. Some people would just give up, and they didn't. They're fighting for their family member to come back home.
Absolutely.
I mean, what I'd like to know is if they don't, is there another solution? If they don't let Linux go home, can a rescue come and rescue him to where he would be able to remain alive versus being put down? Is there another solution?
There is quite a few celebrities that have actually come forward, hasn't there? Different ones like this. I've forgotten his name, and I'm sure chat will let me know who this is. Caesar. I've forgotten his name now. He's
Caesar Milano.
Whisperer. That's the one.
Oh, great! I've been praying that he would find out about it. I Facebook Ellen DeGeneres. I Facebook does. So many people out there.
He actually knows about it and everything, and I think by the signs of it, he's put his name forward, but there's quite a few others as well on the case that have said the same thing. But I just think to myself, yes, I'd, if I was the owner, I'd want to save Lennox's life, of course I would, but then I would be absolutely heartbroken. He'd got to go anywhere.
I would love for him to go back to his family, but I don't know how strong-minded they are in Ireland about their laws. And if there wasn't any other way, I would, I of course want him to go back to his family, but if the last result, if they will let him be rescued and maybe go somewhere else, he would at least live. And then she, you know, the poor little girl, she would know that her dog wasn't killed. You know,
yeah.
I think it would be too heartbreaking.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And she could at least go visit Lennox to wherever she's at versus not being able to see him right now versus being even put down. I got very
absolutely.
Passionate about that. I was like, okay, I'm stalking my Facebook friends to to sign Lennox's page. They're like, oh, no, she's sending us another message.
Exactly. It's just absolute crazy. I mean, the amount of people I've made friends with since doing this, you know what I mean, from people listening to my show to people finding my links on Facebook and everything, and do you know what? They are going to be hard to try and break us up because it's literally turned into one big, massive Lennox family. It's become
man.
So strong.
Well, you know, if we can start a ripple effect, this will affect other dogs as well, not just in Ireland, but everywhere. Everywhere.
Absolutely.
And it's not just about saving one. But you know what? People give these dogs such a bad rap. My sister-in-law had two of them, and they were the most gentlest, loving. They were actually pit bulls. They were loving. They weren't like what you see on TV. You know, you only hear about the bad cases. You never hear about all the good ones.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's not even a pit bull. He's just a bulldog mix with lab. And that's so sad.
Yeah, exactly. So the thing is, does that mean then, because he's a mix with a lab, does that mean that next it could be that any Labrador could be put in the same lines?
You know what? I guess if they fit their guidelines and it's whoever does the judging is going to – because from what I understood, they took measurements of the dog and said
he fits these
measurements, you know, therefore he is put in this category.
So all I can say to that is don't go and get a Labrador that's got a certain size head because it could be in for the chop whenever they decide.
That's exactly right.
Wrong,
and it's
going
to take the people of that country to change their laws.
Yeah.
Because with
Definitely.
Me being from the United States, they're going to say, oh, she's not even from our country.
Yes, but the thing is, the Lennox part is one thing. Obviously, it's affecting the UK a lot. But it's the BSL laws that are all over the world that quite a few people don't agree with.
Well, even in the United States, there are certain states that, you know, you can't have pit bulls in, you know. And there's actually been a few states that have amended that law that will allow pit bulls. But most insurance companies don't want to insure you, or they want to cause such a big high price if you have a particular breed of dog.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And I have known
somebody just said on the chat room, they doubt they will release the data into the public domain. And I probably will imagine that would be the case because, let's face it, if we found out that, let's just say that in a week's time is going to be it or whatever, they would just go mad, wouldn't it?
It would. It most definitely would. But I'm sure all the listeners that you have on your radio show probably have done the same thing I have done because it
Absolutely.
Touched me when I heard that, and then I got busy.
Yeah, absolutely. You've done a fantastic job, and thank you very much for letting us know what you've been up to, and you've been a credit to show everybody else exactly some more ideas as well. So anybody who needs some more ideas, and also come and join me on Facebook, won't you, if you've not already?
I sure will. I haven't got that far, but that'll be my next thing.
Okay, thank you very much for calling into the show.
Oh, thank you for letting me on your show.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, and that was Debbie on the Ask Sue show letting us know what she's been doing to help Lennox. And now I've got another call online, and I think I know. Hi, who's online?
Hi, it's Lorna.
Hello, my darling. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Just getting my dogs in. Yes, about Lennox. I haven't found a kill date as yet. Been rather busy today, unfortunately. The show they're showing at the moment on ITV is really giving Staffies and Bulldogs a bad name, which doesn't help. And as for the way that they're sizing dogs, it would seem that whether you've got a toy poodle or a Great Dane, you could fit into this category of having a dangerous dog. So where do you go from there? We've got to get this law changed.
Now, didn't I say only the other day that we are going to end up with a ripple effect, and this is exactly what's going to happen?
Yeah.
I just think that we really, I don't think people realise exactly how important it is for us to fight this. Because I believe that if we let them get away with Lennox, it's going to be that we're going to have a job to fight the rest. I think has got to be literally massive focus.
There's been several others that have been put down under this so-called law. But back in the 50s, we didn't have this problem. Your dogs went out. They knew each other in the neighbourhood. Okay, you had the odd occasional rogue dog. Hey, we got the odd occasional rogue teenager. What's the difference? But these days, all the dogs are being kept. I mean, to the fact that people are frightened to take their dogs out on the leash.
Absolutely.
Because they're dubious on what people are going to say or do about their dog.
Well, do you know what, Lorna? You've typed these onto our group first, but there's a couple of these that I have got to read out. So for any people who are a bit, let's just say, have got a very full heart and a bit loose on the tears, let's just put it that way, just get those tissues ready. Because I tell you what, Lorna put these onto the groups for us. And I tell you what, Lorna? I have read all of, a lot of the Lennox stories and different things. But some of these really did get my heart something chronic. It really did get me something chronic. So there's one that Lorna's put on. I'll ask you where you got them from in a minute, Lorna. But it says, "Too Young to Die, Stella's Story, in Loving Memory." Pictured here is Stella, a healthy young dog who sadly lost her life recently. In May 2005, Stella was handed in to a national animal charity by her owner, who was no longer able to keep her. Stella was vaccinated, chipped, and spayed by the rehoming centre, who then put her up for adoption. Several months went past, and Stella remained with the centre waiting for the right kind of owner to come along and offer her a loving home. During this time, the staff and volunteer walkers all became very fond of Stella. She loved people and all the attention they were happy to give her. Events took a turn for the worse when a dog handler with the police declared that his opinion, Stella, was a pit bull type and would have to be put down. The staff who actually cared for Stella on a day-to-day basis were devastated. They took up a collection to raise money to send her to an overseas rescue overseas, anything to try and save her, only to be told that even export was not an option as she was a dangerous dog and must die. The charity's committee decided that Stella, without any further assessment, would be put to sleep. They felt it was their only option, that even if they applied to register her, they wouldn't then be able to rehome her. The legislation does not allow ownership to be changed, but a dog can be rehomed when the keepership is changed, allowing a dog to legally live under the full control of someone else. This has been successful on many occasions. EDDR were contacted, and with only a few days left for Stella to live, we gave advice on the options available, including an independent qualified breed identification expert who would at least properly identify the condemned dog for the purpose of the legislation, with a view to go from here depending on the findings. One member of staff wrote to us, "We have become very attached to her, and to see a young healthy dog like Stella die would be heartbreaking." Mary, a staff member who used to care for Stella, writes, "Stella was a happy, very friendly 3-year-old brindle. She could be a little nervous at times, but loved a fuss and a cuddle and lying on your lap and having her tummy rubbed. She liked playing with the ball. She loved going for walks and was a great favourite with myself and several of the staff, including two of our regular dog volunteer walkers. We all shed a tear for her. She is still in my thoughts. It's so sad that she died through lack of ignorance by others and unwillingness by certain people to save her. I would like another one to put, I would like to thank you all what you did to try and save Stella's life. It was done on Tuesday. I could not go to work that day knowing that I would not see her. I could not go to work that day knowing I would see her and what was going to happen. Stella was led from her kennel on Tuesday, the 13th of December, 2005, and her life abruptly ended. There was to be no sanctuary and no future for her. Unlike the other rescue dogs who had been handed into the sanctuary, she had been labelled and would never find that special home of her own. Run free at the bridge, Stella. Do you know what? It just absolutely
heartbreaking.
Breaks my heart, honest to God. Just totally, totally wrong. And I'm thinking that's in a rescue, and that was their job, okay? And
yeah.
They put their thoughts at that time with the fact that, you know, that's about that case, and they were in there, and that was their job. Then put it in perspective that that could be your dog.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't even come in. You can't even start to
get
it in, can you? No.
It is just a stage at the moment where it's, well, we got to pick on something. So dogs are the one thing, you know, postmen don't like them. Dogs don't like postmen. You know, it's just got to a stage where it's rollered so far. I just don't know how you're going to draw it back in and put it back into what I call normal life. But I mean,
yeah,
many
absolutely.
People that are frightened of taking their staffies out for a walk, frightened of taking their mixed breeds out for a walk. That's wrong.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Come on. How can you be relaxed walking your dog when you're thinking somebody might be looking at my dog and thinking it's a pit bull, somebody might be looking at my dog and thinking, oh, it's barked at me, it must be vicious, you know? It is, it's just so sad.
Yep.
But somewhere along the line we've got to get this law changed.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously, you put a couple more on. You couldn't break my heart enough with one, so you had to put a few on. And
oh,
to be fair,
there was loads. It was just it was a page where it came up with basically dogs that have lost their life through being what they are. Pit bulls, staffies, boxers, bulldogs, you name it, they're there. They're just being killed because the press is giving them such a bad name. And
yeah.
It's not the press. It's the people who own them. The young teenage children who go out and get a status dog. Larry Turner on TV goes, well, I'm frightened of the dog when it comes up with a big studded collar. The dog didn't put a collar on itself. It was the owner.
You yeah, know, absolutely.
Please, don't take it out on the dog. Look at the owner.
Absolutely. It's like I've mentioned about my Miracle quite a few times, who's a Rottie, and the amount of comments I've had when we've walked on the street, and, you know, you'll have people that literally go onto the road to say walking by her and all that.
Yeah.
And there was one comment by this one lady who turned and said, oh, I could hear her, and she said something like, oh, I don't like Rotties. They're not, you can't trust them, can you? And I could feel myself well up. Anyway, I turned to her and I said, do you know what? I said, there's a worse breed than the Rotties, you know. I said, much worse than the Rotties. And she said, oh, what's that? And I went, the human race itself.
Mm.
The face.
It
and
is.
Do you know what? After this Lennox case, that statement that I made that day was so damn well true.
Yeah. But I mean,
you
they've picked on German Shepherds, Rottweilers, Great Danes, anything that in brackets was a big dog. And in actual fact, it's the ankle snappers you want to watch.
Absolute.
You know,
absolute.
I mean, okay,
yeah,
they probably don't do so much damage, but hey, plus,
yeah.
They've still got 47 teeth that hurt.
Exactly.
I mean,
absolutely.
It,
Lorna, what was
so
that What was that dog called? The one that man attacked? He got the knife or whatever to him, didn't he?
Oh,
and he shot
knife
him.
One. I can't remember now what the dog was called.
I can't remember. But do you know what, everybody? We'll put these links back onto the groups that we've got for learning. And what we'll do is we'll show you. There was one where they actually showed a dog that had been attacked by this man. No, I can't even say man. And I couldn't even say animal. Well, I just won't say anything. But this thing did all this stuff to this poor dog. And this bloke has got a better life than what Lennox has got at the moment in that absolutely hole, stuck in that place, and that he's done nothing wrong. Where is the law in that?
There isn't a lot of law in it. That's just it. He might get 6 months in jail.
If anybody can actually think of any abbreviations we could put for BSL laws, right? So let's find a word, some words that match it, so we can actually put in the group, right? So, no, I'm not even going to think of words because I won't be able to say it over the air. But anyway, BSL LAWS, right? We want to find a slogan that can go in there, preferably. Okay, swear words can sometimes be allowed, but please just be careful what you do say, because obviously there may be a child on the chat room. So, perhaps we could put bleep instead of b.
Yes, there's going to be an awful lot of stars there.
I can honestly hear some right words coming at me in a minute. So we'll study that again. BSL LAWS, or lack of them, as the case may be, right?
Mm.
We want to know your thoughts and what you think of that and everything. Also, now, let me go back. There was another one I've just found that you've heartbroken me on Facebook, so let me have a read. Not you personally, obviously, Lorna, but you know what I mean.
Yes.
In loving memory, Tara, a special and much-loved companion. How does one begin to express our feelings about our most treasured friend who gave us so much pleasure and joy just by being there? We knew from the first day when Tara came into our lives she was something special and a fun dog from the word go. We have had other dogs before Tara and loved each and every one of them very much. Our last two dogs were Dobermans, wonderful dogs in every way. It was very painful when our last Dobie died at the age of 11 years. Then came along Tara, as happy as a lark, full of fun, wagging her tail from morning till night. Tara was our pride and joy. We are still missing Tara and love Tara and all her lovely little ways and things she used to do. If I was talking to someone, she would creep up behind me and take my hanky from my pocket and run away with it just to get my attention. Every evening while having dinner, Tara would come and lay by my side on her bed. Hold on, I read that wrong. Start again. Every evening whilst having dinner, Tara would come and lay by my side on her bed, not moving a muscle until she heard my knife and fork lay down on my plate. She then pop up and gave me a kiss on my cheek, looking so charming and pleased with herself, as if she knew it was time for her titbits. Her dad would save for her every meal time, every day of her life. Every night before we went to bed, Tara would ask to go into the garden and do her rounds. While she was there, her dad would go and find somewhere in the house to hide. As soon as Tara came in, she was off like a shot looking for him. It never took more than a few seconds to find her dad. She loved our little game. She got so excited and pleased with herself. During every night, without fail, Tara would come into our bedroom 3 to 5 times to see how we were and for us to go and tuck her into bed with her blanket, snug and warm, and she would always give us a lovely sigh of contentment. As ill as poor Tara became, she was always by my side, and that's how loyal Tara was, a more gentle and placid dog you could ever find. Tara has now been laid to rest, God bless her, by the side of the summer house, where she spent lots of time with us in the summer months. Tara was registered under the Draconian Dangerous Dogs Act.
Yeah.
It just, all these different ones just really got to me. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
there are so many of them, and all because, in brackets, of their breed.
Exactly.
So what do you do with a breed? You know, Are you going to do the same with the Manx cat? Are you going to do the same with the Siamese cat? You know, they kill birds.
Absolutely.
You know, so what do you do? It's so unfair the way they're doing it. And like I said, it's all very well to say take a dog, get muzzled. Not all dogs take to muzzling. Would you like something around your mouth to stop you speaking?
I'm not being funny. I couldn't cope.
No.
Sorry, but it's absolutely right. Some dogs are actually turn more aggressive if they do have the muzzles on because they feel trapped.
Because they can't defend themselves.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's...
Exactly.
Oh, and that dog, by the way, that Andrew Summerfield shot... he shot it 10 times with an air rifle and then slashed Barney's face with a metal cleaver.
That was
the 11th of July this year. And to be quite honest... Sorry?
Was it 11th of June?
The 11th of June... the 11th of June.
Yeah.
July on the paper, but it is June.
Yeah, it's absolutely disgraceful. That absolutely
broke
my heart.
They were talking about the moving car at 70 miles an hour. You know, what's this world actually coming to?
It doesn't even bear to think about, really, does it?
No. I know a few people I'd like to throw out of a car at 70 miles an hour and see how they cope. I know
Yeah, there's quite a few we could mention right now, couldn't there?
Unfortunately, yes.
Definitely.
But it is. It's a great show, so please keep it up. And let's at least try and get this law put to bed, put to rest, and put something sensible in its place.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But can I, very quickly, I'm obviously we're going to have a bit of a tune in a minute. One thing I want to say, like, we went, going back a bit, I went to, it's a few years ago, we went to dog kennels, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there were some of the dogs in there that I walked past, and I'm not being funny, there was no way I would walk into their kennels, right? Because
yeah.
they were literally at that gate, and if you'd have opened that gate, they'd have had your hands, right?
Yeah.
Now, I am not blaming the dogs in the slightest. At the end of the day, it's not their fault that they've ended up there. They've obviously been treated unbelievably, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the other side of the coin that I'm trying to say is that I believe that some dogs that are nasty, that being, you know, they've got them in there ready to rehome.
Yeah.
Right? And that frightened me, the thought that they were going
to
actually rehome that
dog. A dog is going to bark. It is going
Sorry?
To come up. Door. If you shut a dog anywhere, it is going to bark. It is going to come
yeah.
to the front of the cage and want attention. If you had actually taken a dog out of that kennel, the chances are that dog would have been fine. It is just
Absolutely.
The fact that four things have been shut up and they've got nothing to do. Just sit there and look at four walls and a barred door. While
yeah.
people merrily trundle past them. And to get attention, they bark, they snarl, they growl. But it's because they want to get out of that room.
Absolutely.
In fact,
Absolutely.
It's the first time kennels actually opened up and they weren't kennels anymore and had something like Cesar Millan has, like they're starting now in America, which are open places where you've got dogs that can play for part of the day, can actually interact with other dogs rather than being shut in a room.
Yeah.
A lot of our kennels now, because they are just cement concrete walls, are probably making dogs worse than what it would be if you could actually have an open place where dogs can mix.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well,
Lorna, we're just
going to
go over for a quick song, okay?
Okay.
Do you want to stay on the line and come back after, or have you got things to do?
No, I've got a cup of tea with my name on it.
Well, you've got enough time to have your cup of tea while the song's on, all right, love?
Okay.
Okay, we'll be back to you in a minute, okay?
Okay.
And that's Lorna, will be joining us straight after the song. Now, what we're going to do is, I quite like this song. This one is for Lennox, and hopefully he will be back home really, really soon. Please, while this song's on, please just share two links to any of your friends on Facebook or emails or whatever. So I'll leave you with this while you share some links. Hi, and welcome back to the Ask Sue Show. I apologise for that sudden silence. Do you know what? I'll be honest. I was so busy reading the chat, I forgot what I was doing. Oh, dear. I tell you what on earth am I going to do next? Just want to say thank you very much to everybody who's having a chat in the chat room. I'll tell you what, it just amazes me, the amount of support that we've actually got. I just don't know what on earth we can do. Anybody's got any more ideas, by all means, get back to us. If there is anybody that you know who's actually worked for Belfast City Council, whether you or were you a dog warden? Does anybody actually know a dog warden at the moment who's doing them same sort of things at the moment where they pick up dogs? They don't have to say the name or anything, but maybe, do you know what I mean? Please come on and tell us, you know, your side of the law, what you can see from this. You know, we don't mind if somebody's sitting on the garden fence, or if Belfast City Council, if there's any members on here who do want to come and say their piece, by all means, come and join the show. Let's have a debate about it and, you know, come and put your side of the story against us. That's fine. I really haven't got a problem with that. Dee Selby has put, Sue, thank you for sharing about Lennox. I had a Rottie that passed away. Tasha was the sweetest thing, and some people give them a bad rap too. We can make a difference. Damn right we can. You're absolutely right. Mr. Keeler, hi everyone. Go Blue, free Lennox. We certainly will. What else we got? Kalina Matthews, hi. How are you doing? Boston Girl, thank you very much for all what you're doing on there. Hope everybody's all okay. Mr. Keeler, hope you're okay. I have mentioned you there. Thank you for everybody who's joined in on the chat room. Getting quite a few to mention now, so I won't be able to mention all of you. We'll go back to Lorna, who's waiting patiently on the line. Hi, Lorna, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing fine. I'm just watching my two. They're about to start playing, and you'll probably hear them in the background.
Well, mine have all just come rushing in 100 miles an hour, so I've just had to calm them down really quickly. So they're all lying here now, happy as Larry, as they say.
But like I said, owning a dog is a great privilege. And to be quite honest, people should treat it that way, not treat it as the fact of, you know, it's a disposable item, which unfortunately
yep.
is what a lot of people do. So many people breed them to, in brackets, as I said to you, my better play.
They breed them
to make money, and they're not money-making machines. They've got hearts, they've got feelings, and they've got more bloody common sense than what we've got.
Absolutely. Absolutely right. I mean, I just think back to when we got Miracle, I mean, the where she came from and everything, you know, and all these different dogs that are literally being saved, you know, with people rehoming them. But unfortunately, there's so many being brought into the world that we're never going
to
keep up with how many being born and how many being rehomed.
No, unless they stop the breeding, you know, it's just not possible. There are so many backstreet breeders, people who have got popular dogs, we'll call them, then they're going to just keep breeding them and breeding them because they're making money out of them. They're not caring on where the puppies go, what the puppies end up doing. You know, it's money to them, and it's about time that mankind realised that animals are not money. They are living, breathing things that have hearts,
absolutely.
Minds, and feelings. And let's face it, nothing more loyal than a dog.
Absolutely, Mike. Absolutely. It just infuriates me. Absolutely infuriates me. I just don't know. I mean, me and you've talked a few times, haven't we, on Facebook and on the phone, and it's like we're just trying to think of anything else. I'm sure there must be something that we have literally missed. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
there's something else that we could actually do.
There's
got to
be something we've missed, but I don't know what it is. But I just found on the boycott Belfast link, on the Lennox case, make your voice heard, deadline is the 2nd of July. I've just read in Dogs Today about Environmental Food and Rural Affairs Committee has launched a consultation in all aspects of, and it just continues. So I've just posted that in the room, but it's actually on the Boycott Belfast. If they go and have a read, I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but I saw the deadline of the 2nd of July and thought, oh, God, no, please.
Right.
If it's the 2nd of July, please, if anybody's in Belfast, go find out where Lennox is and break him out.
Yeah. Do you know what, though? It's like we're going to be we're sorting out the 7th for the 7th for Lennox for the having the get-together days. I just got to the stage and I just thought to myself, we've just got to do something. Do you know what I mean? The days seem to be going all the time, and I'm just thinking, I don't know what else we can do at the minute. Bar make it even bigger than our groups bigger than what they already are.
Well, no, I mean, I really don't know because, like I said, you're just getting to a stage where you're banging your head against a brick wall. You've got people fighting for their dogs, and then you've got TV programs that are coming up and going, hey, look at these, they're vicious dogs. And as you can hear, my two are having a game of tug of war, and my Jack Russell's winning.
I'll very quickly read what it says about that. I've just found it, so I'll give it a quick read.
Okay.
It says, make your this is on boycott Belfast until it frees Lennox. Make your voices heard. Deadline is 2nd of July. I've just read in Dogs Today that the Environment, Food and Rural Affairs EFRA committee has launched a consultation into all aspects of dog control and welfare. They will be examining proposed measures by DEFRA to tackle irresponsible dog ownership and response to the Bateson report on pedigree dog breeding, and will be looking closely at whether the government is doing enough to tackle the problem of irresponsible dog owners and to improve the welfare of all dogs, including so-called status dogs, and also whether enough is being done to improve the health and welfare of dogs bred for sale. Hold on, let me just move down a little bit. The committee wishes to hear from interested parties on whether the government's proposed approaches, such as microchipping, will be effective in tackling out-of-control dogs, and from those with concerns about the welfare of dogs linked to breeding practices, dogs bred through pedigree dog breeders, puppy farms, and backyard breeders. The committee chair has stated that if required, the committee would be prepared to propose overhauling the entire current legislation concerning dogs. Let's make our voices heard. Contact EFRA by emailing EFRA.com, that's EFRA.com, at parliament.uk with responses to this by the 2nd of July. So I'll very quickly copy this over to chat, because obviously everybody, let me just have a look here, there. Hold on a minute, I'm just reading, we've got a couple of private messages on the chat that I just need to think. Right, okay. Oh, right, okay. Sorry, I'm just reading a private message that's come up on thing that somebody's sent to me. Right, okay. Just remind me after the show, Lorna, that I've got a number to give you, or I'll call them. Somebody's inboxed me that's got a bit of an idea.
On what to do? Brilliant.
Yeah, there's somebody that's talking to me on chat who's got who says that they've got an idea. It was a private chat. Who's got an idea for us? They didn't want to disturb me while I was on the radio. It's fine. Don't worry about that. That's not a problem. I will call you after the show, and I'll also pass it to Lorna, as me and Lorna are working together with this. So if anybody else has got any other ideas, by all means. But that person who's just sent me the private chat, yes, I will give you a call straight after the show. So thank you very much for messaging. If you do want to ring in to the show to tell us about it, you're more than welcome. It's absolutely fine. I haven't got a problem with that either, so it's up to you. Sorry about that. It's good to have the messages coming through as we're on, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Yes,
so,
it is. It's brilliant. Yes, but I'm
so
going to
have to think about that messaging, voice
slippers. Because one slipper has gone one way and two dogs are attached to it.
Oh my gosh.
A good night, I'll catch you.
You do realise it will be cruelty to slippers soon.
Well, I don't mind it being cruelty to slippers, but please, not mine. I'll just go rescue it. Okay, I'll catch you all in chat, okay? Brilliant show, so keep it up. Catch you later, okay?
Okay, thanks very much,
Mum.
Cheers for that. Thanks, bye. Bye. Oh, absolutely fantastic. Lorna does an absolutely brilliant job. She does loads behind the scenes with me, and, she's worked really, really hard sharing all these different links and everything. It's been absolutely fantastic. So thank you very much to Lorna. That would be absolutely great. By all means, give us a call in from the US, 347-327-9694 or 001-347-327-9694. Has anybody only just heard about Lennox today? Have you seen my link today on Facebook and thought, oh, what's that all about, and literally read it? Please, if you have, get in touch with me. I want to know how you found out about it. Perhaps you found it a different way or whatever. How many more people have we actually missed? Obviously, we need to be sharing this a bit more. Has anybody else actually bought or, rehomed a dog from Belfast City Council, where they actually go into the kennel? So let's just say that somebody has found a dog and it gets rehomed, doesn't it, from Belfast City Council, and it goes into a rescue place. Does anybody know any of these, or has anybody actually rescued one from there? Get in touch with me. It'd be good to know. Hi to all of the guests that have come in to the chat. Please join up to Blog Talk Radio so we can actually see who you are and come and make yourselves known. Thank you very much for joining into the show. Lovely to see such a full room. Also to my usual listeners, you know who you all are. Hope everybody is all okay. Now, the thing with me is I'm on to the idea of what do we do next. Let's face it, if they're starting, things feel to me as if they're starting to move. I actually think we're actually starting to make a difference. So give us a call into the show. Have you done something totally different? Did you do something, totally different? You know, I don't know. Did you send an email to the Prime Minister, for instance? You know, what have you actually done? Give us a call in. Let us know. Profundity. They're having a bit of a talk on here. And there's somebody just put, Boston Girls, but he's like, who is this English lady you listen to every day? Laugh out loud, right? And Profundity put, that's no lady, that's our Sue. Profundity. I can't wait till tomorrow night when we start reading your jokes that you've emailed me. It's okay. Yeah, they'll see the other side of you, won't they? That's all I'm going to say about the matter. Profundity, if you want to call into the show, by all means, give us a call in. It'd be good to have a good old natter, wouldn't it? Put the world to rights a little bit more. So if anybody wants to give us a call, 347-327-9694, or from the UK, 001-347-327-9694. Right. I want you to call in. There is loads of people on Facebook at this moment in time who are complaining. We are saying that we have had enough of this. You know, we want to change the ruling and everything else. So I want you to call into the show and tell me what you are doing. Whereabouts are you in the world doing all of this? Are you in the USA? Are you in the UK? Tell us what you're doing. Are you going to be having, on the 7th of July, a Lennox get-together? Are you actually going to be putting something together? Let's think of all the Jubilee celebrations that you did. Can we not do the same thing again, but with blue helium balloons, blue bunting, blue ribbons everywhere, posters of Lennox, what else could we do? T-shirts, all of that we could all do, couldn't we? You know, all get together. Isn't it good just for all people to get together? So please just, you know, get in touch. Bless. Mystic Healers, but I so hope we are reaching people, Sue. I have sent emails to everyone I can think of. Well done to that, Mystic Healer. That's brilliant. So, again, thank you very much to everybody who's sending me the messages on Facebook. I do try and flick over to that while I'm on the show, but obviously I'm a bit busy with all the rest. So please keep going. You know, join up with the Lennox get-togethers group as well. We've got the links on the chat, so by all means go and have a look there, see what else you can come up with. If you can think of any other ideas, by all means, you know, do share them with us. We've got a couple more requests onto the Lennox group. Obviously I'm going to have to see this ITV program I'm being... it's apparently there's a program on ITV now about the so-called dangerous breeds. Now this is going to really make people more scared of these dogs. We really don't need this. And that was put on by somebody called Karen, and she's from Dublin. Somebody called Mandy's, but I felt sorry for both sides. It hasn't done Lennox any harm. He hasn't done anything. And Karen's put, you're right, Mandy, but it will just make even more people scared of the breed by highlighting it. Very true, isn't it? Let's face it, a lot of us do follow on by the words. You know, you can watch something on TV and something that was enjoyed and loved one day is then taken away and everything else and chucked out of the window by the next. Do you know what I mean? The media has a lot to do with it, doesn't it? Let's face it. So if anybody wants to give a call into the studio, please give us a call, 347-327-9694. Yeah, absolutely. We've got Mystic Healer who said, I went through the history of how Lennox was taken, the data that was given by the family, pictures of Lennox before and now, the various discrepancies involved. It is very true. Very true. You know, if anybody wants to come in and talk about this, how you're feeling at the moment, by all means, give us a call into the studio. Just to let you know, tomorrow night is Ask Sue's Comedy Night. Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock start, where we are going to be having loads of fun, loads of silliness, you know, where we can let our heads down a bit. We've all worked very hard with the Lennox case, and, you know, we all need to have a bit of a breather now and again, so that'll be good. You know, where we'll be having, like, old tunes and fun tunes and all sorts, so that'll be really good. So I've got to just also, before I forget, I've got to do a very big mention to a friend of mine called Karen Dowdy, who lives not far away from me, whose birthday it is today. So I'd like you to all wish Karen a happy birthday for today and hope she's had an absolute fantastic day. And I, do you know what, I haven't even had a chance to go and see her, so I must go and see her. So Karen, hope you've had a great day. I shall speak to you soon. Right, so let's go back to the chat room. What's going on? Yeah, Kalina's saying that she's sending emails to different people. Please, just absolutely. We just need you to send an email, even if you just put, have you seen this, and then put the link of Save Lennox underneath, www.savelennox.com. Do you know what I mean? Just have, you know, ask them to have a little look. Snap, Boston girl, I said it too. You know, just literally let them have a quick of that. Also, we'll put on the link for the petition as well. If you've not signed the petition, please, please, we need that signing. I don't know how many that's actually up to now, so I don't know if anybody can actually answer that for me, how many we've actually got on the Lennox petition. I'll have a look and see if I can actually find that. But I know it was on to thousands. So please, everybody, join up to that, sign, and also, you know, just keep passing it everywhere, okay? Just don't stop, just keep passing it. I'm just trying to find if I can actually find how many is actually on it. Oh, here we go, Lennox Petition. And that is savelennoxpetition.co.uk. And that at the moment is at 166,447 signatures. That is absolutely amazing. But I'm not being funny. All of you know that can actually go up higher than that. But, you know, at the end of the day, how many more people haven't... oh, excuse me. I've got a tickle in my throat. It must have been all them signatures. Oh dear. Maybe just a quick tune. When your pride is on the floor, Believe this or not, I still haven't got rid of this cough. Honest to goodness, it's been absolutely terrible. I've had a drink and it's still not going, so you'll have to just excuse the odd cough through the show. I'm sure it'll go shortly. Now, I've got a call on the line who I very quickly went to and then started coughing again, so we'll find out who it was. Hi, welcome to show. Sorry about that. I couldn't stop coughing even though after. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good. And so, sorry, what was your name?
My name's Karen, and I'm calling from Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay, Karen. And you were trying to tell me until I started coughing about what you'd been doing for the Lennox story.
Well, I've asked all of my friends and coworkers to sign his petition. I've emailed everybody on the Each One, Reach One list, all of the ministers and dog wardens and things like that, and got a blue porch light for my front door, and posting, you know, sharing everything about him every time something comes up so that everybody will know about what's happening. And I pray for him every day.
Yeah, absolutely. And so how much has it actually got to the people around you? Do a lot of people know, right, you know, over the water, as we say?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's been on CNN. It's been on the Huffington Post. It's actually, I'm surprised at how many people in this country, when I'm looking at the Boycott Belfast website, how many people are in the United States and South Africa and Australia and really all over the world. And the amazing thing is, to me, that all of these people have offered to rehome this dog outside of Ireland, and they won't listen. They simply
Absolutely.
Don't listen. They don't even respond. So
yep.
I'm very sad. I'm just very sad, and I had to do something. So
this is the thing. I think this is what's annoying a lot of people, is the fact that we're not getting no response to them.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean? Quite a few times,
yeah.
Different people have sent so many different things, and
yeah.
just nothing has come back.
Yeah, they can't even seem to justify their position, or they don't feel that they need to, and that's just what amazing arrogance on their part. And you know, when it I just really am concerned too that when it comes down to the actual day that they're going to put Lennox down, there will be violence, and it could all be prevented by just allowing him to leave the country with any of the number of people who have offered to take him.
Absolutely. This is what I've actually said as well. You know what? This is why I've said to people, we don't want to do protests. We're doing get-togethers. because mm-hmm. The last thing that I would like to see is where we're actually having riots and all sorts, because you will obviously get one that wants to start trouble, and we just don't need that at the moment. That is mm-hmm. not what we need to be putting across. That's the last thing that we need.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why we're saying get-togethers. I didn't want to have demonstration or, you know, or anything like that. And that's why we've done as we've done. Do you know what I mean? We just wanted it to be different. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, well, and I've wondered if because there haven't been any statements or more postings by the family or Victoria Stilwell or Cesar Millan, if hopefully maybe behind the scenes something is going on and, you know, nobody wants to say or do anything that could mess that up. I pray that's the case.
Yeah, I hope so too. It has gone quite quiet, hasn't it? But the thing is, I think it must be that the court has said that they can't say things or whatever. Do you know what I mean? There must be something, because it must be terrible for them not to be able to say things, you know, to come out and say how they're feeling about things as well.
Yeah, that's got to be really difficult. So I'm hoping that the reason for that is because in order to save face, the Belfast City Council is negotiating behind the scenes to do something with him. I hope one day when I log on my Facebook page that I'll see that he's long since gone from Ireland and nobody had to admit to making a terrible mistake or a bad judgment call, and they just don't seem to want to admit that they're wrong. And that's fine, you know. I can live with any of that. If the family had to be silent from this day forward on the subject, if it would mean that they would turn Linux loose, that would be absolutely fine.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Anyway, I wanted to call and let people know that in Phoenix, Arizona, and in the United States, people know about this, and they really do care.
Excellent. Thank you ever so much for taking the time to call in. I really appreciate that.
You bet. God bless.
Okay, thank you very much. And thank you very much for calling in. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that was Karen. It's lovely to hear that the emails and the Facebook notices and everything are literally, this frog still hasn't gone. You know, it is going across the world. Do you know what I mean? That one dog has made such a massive difference. So we do need to sort this out. Do you know what I mean? Just ridiculous. You know, let's just pass them links. Let's just keep doing it. I'm going to keep going back to the Lennox petition. I really want to see this going up. So at the moment, we've got 166,457. Okay, so what we'll do, we'll keep checking to see how much this is going up. So I want you to all keep passing your friends and everybody. I want you to just literally pass that, even if you just change your status for the rest of the show on Facebook, just saying, please join, just go and sign the petition, even if you don't do anything else. That's the reality of it, you know? Well, you know, just sign the petition. You know, that long. If we got more numbers on that, that's a really, really big help. They have worked very, very hard, as of all of us, to get literally more onto this. So let's just put that on to my. I'm just putting that on my status. So just go along, put it onto your status, let everybody know. Perhaps they don't know that we've got a petition. You know, some might be actually sharing stuff, but don't realise that we've actually got a petition for it as well. So. By all means, share that with everybody, and let's get this poor dog out of there sooner rather than later. Hope that everybody is okay. You know, please let me put some comments on the chat, and then sometimes I'll have a look. I hope everybody's okay. Sorry about this. My throat is really tickling. It is driving me mad at the moment, to say the least. So hope it's all coming through okay. Thank you very much to everybody who's in the chat room at the moment. Quite a few familiar faces, but obviously loads of guests. If any of the guests would like to sign into Blog Talk Radio, it is quite simple to join up, and then you can come and have a chat with us on the chat. And also Boston Girl is putting all of the links on for us as well, getting them passed over so we can literally keep sharing those all of the time. You know, let's just keep all of these groups being shared and shared. Another two signatures onto the petition. We're up to 166,400. 459. Please just keep sharing that link. Let's get that numbers up tonight. Let's go back to Facebook. Let's see what's actually going on there at the moment. Thank you very much to everybody who's sending me the inbox messages. I will get back to you after the show. There's quite a few saying thank you very much for the show and everything. I really enjoy doing the show. This is what it's all about, getting people together and getting things like this passed around. I hope that everybody is passing it all around everywhere. Right, so let's go back to tomorrow night. We are doing the Ask Sue comedy show. That's if I've got a throat by tomorrow. If anybody wants to join me on that, send some emails to asksueuk@gmail.com with any of your jokes. Maybe you want to ring in for a story that you've got to tell. You know, there's different ones. By all means, come and join me on there. Mr. Keener, I have already cancelled a trip to Belfast, which is where my husband's family is from. 25 people that were going to pour money into the economy are not going to be now. That's what it's all about. Definitely. Pravunzi, we don't need to kill an animal to have a poster child. Countless animals have gone through same or worse that can be used as a poster child. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, at the end of the day, you're absolutely right. That's just one. Literally just one of the very many that have had all these different things. As I was reading those stories earlier, there was one somewhere about a woman that literally hid her dogs because she knew that they were one of the ones that they weren't supposed to have. And they literally hid the dogs. And they were saying what beautiful dogs they were, and there's no way that anybody's going to have them. I'll see if I can find you the story. See if I can find it. I know that we've read about the Stella one. That was a good one. Lorna has put all of these onto our group. It's been absolutely fantastic. Even though she's had me in almost tears, it was just terrible to say the least, some of them. I just don't know how this has been going on for so long. 2 whole years to not have your dog. It doesn't even bear to think about, really, to say the least. I'm just trying to find this one story that I know all of you obviously won't like, but it's a real touching one, and I can't find it at the moment. So, if Lorna, if you are listening to this, please just if you can find it, because I can't find the one that's about that. But we've got loads of different ones. by all means, just everybody who wants to go to www.savelenox.co.uk. We've also got Lennox get-togethers across the world, which has also got an event on now to be shared, because we want to literally get as many of these get-togethers as we can. We don't want it to be a protest. We don't want it to be a demonstration. This is not good at all. We don't want it to be a demonstration. We just want it to be a Lennox get-together. So please join us with that. Oh, dear, it's happening again. It's terrible. it may have to be another song in a minute. This is terrible. What we'll do is I'm going to have to go for another song. Sorry. Really bad. If everybody would just please share the links to join on Facebook or on the emails or anywhere that we can actually write to, by all means do. Also, I'll very quickly play when I actually rang up at Belfast Council and asked them to join on to the Ask Sue show. So I'll play that just while I have a small little drink. Be back to you shortly. Good afternoon. Could I speak to somebody who is dealing with the media regarding Lennox, please?
Media regarding Lennox?
Yes, please.
Jack, I'll be in the right now. Just check your colleague here. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sorry?
Yeah, I'll just put you through now, hang on, okay?
Okay, thank you very much. Hello, it's Susan Davis. I'm calling with regard to the Lennox case. I'm actually doing a radio show on the internet tonight, and I was wondering if anybody would like to come onto the show, obviously to put your side of it onto the radio.
I'm afraid we wouldn't comment, no. Thank you.
Okay, is there any chance of us... can you tell us if we've actually had any photos come out onto the media at all about Lennox?
I'm afraid all you'd have to do is you'd have to contact the Northern Ireland Court Tribunal Service and speak to them because they're handling the case.
Okay, and then thank you very much.
Thanks, bye.
Thank you, goodbye. As you can hear...
So you can't say that Ask Sue doesn't try. She's very trying. Especially when she's got a sore throat and it doesn't want to stop tickling. just going to try and get this voice back because it is driving me absolutely mad to say the least. Please join up with the Save Lennox petition. Let's have a quick refresh of that. Let's see where we're up to at the moment. We're up to 166,464. I wonder if we can get to 166,500. What do you think? So everybody, please keep sharing that link to sort the petition out. I apologise again for this throat. It is driving me mad. Very much tickling. Hold on a minute. What I'll do is I'll just repeat the number. It's 347-327-9694. That's 327. Oh, do you know what? My head's just totally gone. Start again. 347-327-9694. Or calling in from the UK, it's 001-347-327-9694. So please give us a call in and let me know your thoughts. yes, Claire, please. Anybody, just give me a call and I can have a rest, definitely. It's just I cannot hardly speak and it's driving me mad and I really want to get some of these links across. By all means, I will put them on again. I put links and phone numbers to the Sun newspapers and all the different newspapers, also emails to the government and all the different MPs and all that sort of thing. So if anybody wants to give them a call tomorrow, by all means, give them a call. I'll put the links onto the Ask Sue Show page shortly so you can actually have a look at that. the council one, I'll be honest. Hold a minute. I will be able to give it to you. I've actually got it to hand. Hold a minute. Let me just find it for you. Let me just find it. I'm sure that people will be going mad about what I'm about to hand out over the internet. But Belfast City Council, if you just let the dog go, then we won't have to do it, will we? Would you believe I can't find it? Hold on. Here we go. Belfast City Council number. Right, it's 02-890-320-202. That's 02-890-320-202. But let me just say something. Yes, by all means, ring. But the thing is, there is no good losing your head over the phone to that one person that is on the reception because at the end of the day, she didn't actually decide this. If you want to do anything, just ask him how Lennox is. Just say that you're not very happy by the fact that they've still got him and you would like to have him released home. That's the end of it. It's no good having a go at the person. You've got to think about the family at the end of the day. We don't want to upset the family. So if you're going to have to call, that's fine. I mean, at the end of the day, you'd have found the number anyway. But what I'm saying to you, there is no good having a go at the person in particular because there is no point, okay? Someone in Go Blue got the warden and she hung up on him. Yes, that's probably true, but we don't have to be as bad as any of them at the end of the day. We know what the score is, but at the end of the day, there is no good us getting down to the same lines as them, because then that just makes us as bad as them, okay? So let's stick together. Let's not lose our heads or anything like that. That is exactly why I'm doing the get-togethers, not the protests and not demonstrations on that, because we just don't want it to happen. Mr. Keen has put, yes, we also don't want the family to pay the price. Absolutely right. Colleen has put, we want peace not to be the same. Absolutely. So by all means, tonight, please keep sharing the Save Lennox petition. Let's get this up to higher. We've up to 1,006. No, we're not to 1,000. 166,466. So by all means, please, please, please keep signing that petition, passing your emails, email it to your friends, text it to your friends. Let's face it, how many people text nowadays? How long would it take to text all of your mates? Just one text and text them all, or email. By all means, go and have a look. So if you'd like to forward that on to everybody, that would be great. Let's get those numbers up on that as well. I apologise for this in my throat tonight. It's not doing any good at all, and it's very, very annoying. Please, everybody, keep sharing the links over. Again, www.savelennox.com. To join up with me on Facebook, please go onto Facebook, Ask Sue Davis, D-A-V-I-E-S. That's Ask Sue Davis. Also, if you want to do some your own classified, you want to be selling something, or you want to go on any of the directories, you can go to www.asksue.co.uk. We've also got an event in Telford on the 26th of August, and that's Holistic Fair. If anybody would like to join up with that and have a stall, you can email me at asksueuk@gmail.com. So we've got quite a bit going on. And we'll also be having the largest psychic festival in the UK. That is going to be next year. But if anybody would like to book stalls in advance, please do so. By any means, you can get in touch with me. asksueuk@gmail.com. we can always have a chat there as well. So how many people are actually going to be doing the Lennox get-togethers? How many people are going to have like a street party or a party, barbecue? Maybe we can just go and put things out into the streets, you know, in shop windows, all ready for the 7th of the 7th. Maybe somebody could actually design a poster ready for the Lennox get-togethers. What do you think? Maybe, I don't know, Lennox on the front, you know, with literally saying peaceful times, Lennox get together. Do you know what I mean? Make sure you put the link of the SaveLennox.com website. Also, we're going to do different links. I know we're going to be doing a poster as well for it. And then at the bottom, we're going to put supported by Ask Sue, so people know about the show, so we can do even more shows once we've got the posters out. Maybe we could put a link on the bottom for the Ask Sue show, so people can come and join our debate on here. We'll just go to the phone lines. Area code 339. Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, Sue. It's Carly from Boston. How are you?
How are you doing? You okay?
Yes, I'm okay. I wanted to call in. I had to leave because I couldn't had to drive my boyfriend to work, so I thought I would call in and ask the question I was asking in the chat room.
Okay.
This is my big question. Is a lot of people are trying to save this dog, and I think that some of the efforts should be focused on maybe making a law in the name of, like a Lennox law in the name of the dog. Like, I was looking on the Facebook page for the Save Lennox, and it said that DNA evidence is not allowed in the courts there. So when people are saying, you know, the DNA comes up that he's not a pit bull, it's not even something valid that they put up in the courts that they can even use as evidence. And those are the types of things that, you know, it would be great if there was someone that we could get in contact with, that the lawmaker of some kind, because I was reading that there was someone in the Belfast City Council, I'll find the link and send it to you, that was really against really against the legal department there. It was really against what was happening to Lennox, but he said that once it goes to the courts, it's out of the lawmaker's hands. So I was thinking that, what about the law before the court? What is it that we can do for people in Lennox's name, the law before the courts, make a Lennox law of some kind, saying that at the very least DNA evidence should be able to be admissible in court? I mean, if they're required to do it just to own the dog, why is it then not admissible in court? That doesn't make any sense.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And I don't like talking about, you know, if Lennox dies or whatever, but I mean, people do have to focus some attention on like what happens after, because you were talking about there might be, you know, chaos. I mean, people might be, but you know, wherever people might be, you know, something might happen. Who knows what's going to happen afterwards? If it does happen, I would rather be prepared in some way and be able to. Roger and I in the chat room were talking about there always has to be a martyr, and other people were saying, well, all these dogs were killed before Lennox. And I said, well, you know, what is it about this dog that brought him to the forefront of national attention? Was it something about him? Was it, you know, and I'm thinking, you know how like we always say, you know, sometimes people pass on for a reason and we accept that as people. Maybe it's the same for animals. I mean, we don't really know. You know, a lot of laws here in Massachusetts were passed, for example, under the name of somebody else who had been missing, or like the Amber Alert. If you've ever heard of the Amber Alert down here in the States, is a nationwide alert that they made for a girl that was abducted and killed by, I believe, by someone in her family. So, you know, she made a difference in her way. So I was thinking that, you know, Lennox would be, since it has so much attention already, I think that making a law or talking to someone who could possibly change the laws which got him incarcerated in the first place would be a really, really great step for some people, because then at least you'll feel somewhat victorious, as in completely defeated, you know, if they put him to sleep. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The thing is, I just keep saying about this ripple effect. I just think that it's going to be literally almost a tidal wave. By the time this, you know, if anything happens to Lennox, I just know that there's going to be repercussions after, because you're going to have a tidal effect. And let's face it, if the family are being told not to say anything at the moment, obviously because it's all in the hands of the court and everything,
right,
soon as, or if anything like that was to happen, and God forbid, I touch wood and everything that it doesn't, but if it did, let's face it, they then are then free to talk.
I know what you mean.
Do you mean? And I just think it's going to go absolutely mad.
Well, of course. Of course it is. And that's what I'm saying is maybe, you know, maybe some, I think it would be great if someone said, you know what, in focusing all your efforts, I'm not really sure, you know, I mean, no matter how many people sign this petition, it's the petition owner's, the petition owner who started it is supposed to submit it to the person that, and how do we even know that having a petition is meaningful in that country, in that government? I mean, a petition here is different from a petition in the UK. A petition in the UK is different from a petition in Ireland. So how do we know that this petition will even make any kind of waves? How do we know it even matters? The person who started it would have to submit it. And at what point is this petition going to be submitted? You know, everybody's signing it, and I think that's awesome. But who is it going to, and when is it going? When do people stop signing? Do they just keep signing until it's announced that the dog is no longer alive? I just think I think that, you know, since there's so many people that already have the attention of this person, I think that changing the laws would be more applicable in the situation, because at least then, there's, you know, Lennox will live on, as we like to say. You know, in the hearts and minds of people, there will be, you know, forever, from at this point in time, there will be a Lennox law stating XYZ. That's why these dogs cannot be taken from their families and euthanized. And I think that
absolutely
would actually, you know, do you know what I mean? Like, help in a way. So
yeah, absolutely. Well, I've just had a look on Facebook, and there's a group called Lennox's Law, and all it says is the aim of this group is to put an end to BSL. It is unjust, unfair, and inhumane. Together we can spread the word, raise awareness, and make a difference.
Right. So, but the thing is I believe that in order, you can't just, you know, I mean, I don't know how laws go there, but here, I mean, to outlaw a law is very difficult to do. One would have to, and I'm assuming, one would have to make a law to outlaw the law that's there, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
So by saying, by putting an end to, we need another option. I mean, putting an end to breed-specific legislation, I'm not sure why it was put into place in the first place. I know that some of the law might actually be existing. I'm not, because laws are usually really long. It might just be, you know, parts of it that people are using as an excuse to take the dog away from his family. But I think that offering an alternative and saying the law should be adjusted, changed, amended to this, that, these, or those would actually gain more momentum. People would say, all right, instead of saying this, it should say this. And this law should be put in place for this. You can't, it's hard to outlaw a law. It's hard to take it out of, especially
yeah.
It was put in place a really long time ago, right? It was like 60 years ago it first started, and then it spread across to other countries and ended up in Ireland, I believe, in 2010 from what I was reading. So it's a really old law, and nobody has done anything against it. And so by providing people with legal options, I think that would be a good idea too. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I don't know
yeah.
if there's a way. I know you know a lot of people, and I know you know a lot of people that are working with this. It'd be great to know if there was a law that people could get behind, somehow vote, and get media attention for to pass in that county, state, or however it works in that country. And therefore,
absolutely.
Maybe, you know what I mean? Maybe the lawmakers who are against what's going on with Linux can push it through, therefore making it legal to use it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is the thing. I think we've got to start making a difference in loads of different ways. That's not just getting the petition numbers up or sharing our groups. It's one where we've all got to get together because we all want the same thing.
Right.
You know, we need something to happen after all of this work. We're not just Lennox getting out. And please, if there is anybody watching over, please let him go. But what I'm saying is we also need to be doing other things for that as well.
Right. Right, and
so,
that's the thing.
You know, absolutely.
What happens if he does get out? What's going to happen? I mean, this family and this, I mean, they've gotten so much media attention. God forbid this dog gets out and gets hit by a car or something. I can't even imagine, you know, because it is a dog, you know. There's other things that can happen to it. We don't know its health condition. I mean, do you even know how old the dog is? Is it an older dog or is he like 5, 7 years old? I can't remember what it said.
Yeah, it's like that, isn't it? Joe, you know, I've just got to read. Lorna's just put, it is not put to sleep, it is to kill. To be put to sleep is for dogs that have to be helped to the other side. That's absolutely right there, Lorna, definitely. Definitely. Do you know, so everybody, please go back. Let's get this petition pushed up with numbers. Let's see. Also, if anybody knows any solicitors that, you know, maybe we can have a talk about this. You know, let's see if we can get a solicitor on the show and see if they can actually suggest things that we could actually put together ourselves. You know, maybe there's something that we can all sign to get something put forward. By all means, pass them forward and maybe we'll get them on the show.
I'm going to look for the article that I know the person was high up there in the Irish or Ireland government, but I don't know what position he held because, like I said, I'm not very familiar with that government at all. So I'm going to look for it, and maybe that's the person you could contact and say, you know, we were thinking about doing this. Is there a way to amend or change the law? And if there is,
what was he?
He was, I don't remember, I've read so many articles about this dog and, and
yeah,
this campaign
absolutely.
And these things, and it was someone, I remember specifically the quote said, once it goes into the courts, the lawmakers don't have a say, and it was someone who was high up there saying that he was against what was happening with Lennox, and I'll find it, and I will give you the link, and maybe something like that. I mean, no one knows really when the kill date will be. What if we can pass a law that outlaws the fact that he's being euthanized? I mean, it could be possible. That's a more, you know, at least that's an approach where everybody can feel more like they're making a difference, I think, anyways. You know, people that
get
together and say, we should support this. The media can bring it up. I'm not sure how it works, like I said, over there, but I don't know if they have town meetings to do that type of stuff. And people can get together and say, you know what, we need to change this. And if they change the law, whoever the lawmakers are could just say it's illegal to put him to, you know, to put him to sleep, to euthanize him, to kill him, as you would say. I'm trying to be a little nicer about it.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, the other thing is, very quickly, because we're obviously all running out of time, if anybody's, I was talking to a few people who are on about getting a bus to go over to Belfast from the UK, if anybody's up for that and wants to see if we can get a bit of a get-together for that, please give me an email, asksueuk@gmail.com, and we will get that passed on. Oh, dear. It just isn't good at all. Carly, thanks ever so much for everything you've been doing
no
on the
problem,
chat, and thank you for calling into the show. I appreciate that.
No problem. I'm hoping that we can make a difference in some way, shape, or form, and I'm really hoping that maybe, you know, we can take the law into our hands and figure out, you know, there's always a loophole. And I think that if
absolutely.
We focus, we might be able to find one. Thank you so much for having me.
It's quite all right. Carly, thank you ever so much for calling into the show. Appreciate that.
No problem. Have a great day.
Thanks very much. Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
Right, so thank you very much to Carly for calling to the show. Thank you very much to everybody that's joined me on the chat tonight. It's been absolutely brilliant. Sorry, I'm coughing my head off at the moment. I've just got a tickle on the right-hand side of my throat that just does not want to go. So please, everybody, keep sharing the petition all the time. I'll have a quick refresh of the numbers. Let's see, we're up to 166,488. So please keep sharing that all the time. Thank you very much to everybody that's in the chat room. Thank you very much for joining me. Keep sharing all of the groups. And what can I say? Just go and join me on Facebook, which is Ask Sue Davis, D-A-V-I-E-S. And you can join me there, and we can have a chat after the show, and I'll join you up to the groups. Now, I've got a little thing to finish it off with when I actually find it in time. This will be when I can't find it. Here we go. So thank you very much for joining the show. And here you go.